Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
The Ford F-150 truck helps you get the job done in the smartest way possible. New features like the available Pro Access tailgate improves access to bed and cargo, including when towing a trailer, so it's easier to load in tight spaces. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Find your local Ford dealer at Ford.com. Pro Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. See owner's manual for important operating instructions.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome in, pro wrestling fans, here on a Saturday. The Buffet Club has assembled. The Busted Open Nation has assembled. I'm Ryan McKinnell here on a weekend. Got Tommy Dreamer along as my tag team partner here on a Saturday. And on this edition of Busted Open, the podcast edition, we take a look at Mr. Sami Zayn, Mr. Uzi himself. Well, not so Uzi these days. He is broken from the bloodline and he has made his intentions clear. Sami Zayn wants Roman Reigns in Montreal at Elimination Chamber. What are his odds of succeeding? What does it mean for WrestleMania? And what does it mean for Cody Rhodes? We got all the answers and more locked inside this edition of Busted Open. So sit back, relax, and click play. Let's get it going. Busted Open on Saturday. Everybody was feeling themselves last night on SmackDown, and Tommy, everyone did their part. Everyone delivered. And I'm talking like 10 out of 10 ways. You can speak to this. I know nothing about this, but being in the pocket, being those creatives, being those artists, they got to know when they're hitting on all cylinders, they got to know when they're vibing and meshing and molding. That happened in front of our eyes last night on SmackDown, no?
It took you on a roller coaster of emotions. Yay, Sammy's back. Oh, wait, he just stopped. Oh, no, he's going to counter. Then he leaves. Wow, this is over. Yay for his mic work. This wait, now he's getting attacked. There's more. It was brilliant. It truly was. It was an amazing way to end a show. And to Sammy, what every baby face should have fire, and you know, you just strike and hit everything that moves, and that one person was Roman Reigns in his way, and then when he has the opportunity, I mean, he grabs that microphone, says his mission statement, and then boom, take it away, and then Roman Reigns delivers his mission statement. This is what I'm gonna do. And it was very, very reminiscent of Robert De Niro. I want him dead. I want his family dead. I want everybody. And it's a very, very, like you said, he was intimidating. He's down the way the camera angle is right there in the face and almost looking up, giving you that perspective of what would you do if this very, very angry man was on top of you? And he also like assessing your statement. You've already kind of been, because he could have did him right there. He could have like had Solo hit him with that chair.
Now that's a great point. He spared him to mess him up later. Now, is that not some true villain shit? You leave him with the scar, you leave him, you know, mangled or whatever in a heap. Bane did it to Batman.
Yep.
Right. In the third bat of the Nolan trilogy. Right. I mean, it's, you can use it as any example, but again, that's some true heel shit. Roman Reigns, 10 out of 10, baby. Keep it going, my guy.
And then if you're thinking about that, it gave Batman that opportunity to become Batman. So this is where you're going to go with it. Who the hell knows? I'm just sitting back and enjoying it because it's that moment of, and I've agreed with you and I've felt it, you know, Kofi Mania was different. The yes movement was different. It just happens. And when it happens in the WWE universe and they acknowledge it, it's, you know, it's this underground swell of approval. You saw it with Rob Van Dam,
where,
you know, I don't think he was supposed to be the guy. You saw it with Jeff Hardy. And it was just like, I mean, then you hear the stories of, well, Jeff's doing the most merchandise out of anybody in the company, you know? And, well, now we have to run with them. You think about it, this has been a 9-month storyline arc that still has so many legs to it.
Well, that's what's crazy. Yeah.
And I also talked about it with Dave. Think about this and, you know, the what if universe. If Cody doesn't get hurt, obviously Cody comes back at Mania, and the story would have been Cody wanting to win that title. He does all this stuff with Seth. Probably would have been a SummerSlam match with Roman Reigns. Maybe you also would never have gotten this whole Sammy storyline, because where I feel they wanted to go got sidetracked with injury, and then this thing just kind of fell and just got over, because Sammy is unique. Sammy is so different. And all, like you said, everybody plays their part. Yes. When it's time for Paul to get the heat, Paul gets the heat. When, you know, Solo, who's been this silent and deadly character, but he's also had these moments where, wait, is this going to be Solo? It's time. So brilliant. And then, and WWE does it right too, with, like I said, the camera angles. They made you feel for Sammy, and they were right there for it and made you feel like you were that vulnerable person with, and I mean, there was this one great shot of while he's talking to him, and you also see Solo and Jimmy behind him. I mean, then also going forward, Jimmy is dealing with his twin brother, man. And they're also the tag champions. Where, how is he going to fit into all this? I mean, it's every great group breaks up. If you talk about the Four Horsemen, you know, the first ones, they kicked out Ole Anderson because he's too old, and they bring in Lex Luger. That was kind of like, you saw it coming, but, you know, there was physicality, and then it was kind of like, they ship out Ole Anderson. This, the Barry Windham joining the thing, that was drawn out a lot better. But this is, again, we're talking 9 months of compelling story when your group has finally been dismantled. Yeah. And they're still, because they could do it without Sammy.
Yes.
And, but now there's other caveats going into what's going to happen with this group, because it is all crumbling. And will Roman be by himself? I also love the t-shirt choice that he wore. It was just him and Paul.
Yeah.
And there's just all these little things that they did were just so, so great. And that was just from last night.
Well, you're talking about the way it's building and how, you know, we're so deep into this and it's still so intriguing. And that really is the sign of a great story. I'll use something that's going on in my real life, right? Tommy, I went back and I'm watching one of the greatest shows to ever be made in the history of television, universally. Everyone talks about it. I missed it when it was live. I just fell too far behind and I never played catch up. Breaking Bad, right? Bryan Cranston, Breaking Bad, A&E, the chemistry teacher who becomes a meth dealer, meth kingpin, right? Finally finished the finale about 3 days ago. Finished the whole show, right? I knew it was going to be great. It was. But the thing that made it so great was how every single season got better. And in the fifth and final season, it was bar none the best season of the entire series. And the way it built to that finale, and the finale itself was spectacular. But it was the build, Tommy, and it was the fact that it got better with each season. And that final season was the crescendo. It was damn near perfect in terms of television storytelling, right? At least by my estimation. And I can't help, when you bring that up, not to think about what's happening with Roman Reigns, the Bloodline, Jey Uso, Paul Heyman, Sami Zayn, and feel like, holy shit, we've been watching this season after season. And in this crescendo, in this finale, as we head into WrestleMania, Tommy, it's never been better. We are watching one of the greatest stories in the history of my adult life as a pro wrestling fan, which means, like, probably the vast majority of listeners out there, you're watching one of the best stories you'll ever see in a pro wrestling ring.
Yep. And Breaking Bad was an amazing show.
It was.
Here's the best part about it: the layers of your characters. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you, like you said, you had a teacher who was just a regular ordinary Joe, and then he gets diagnosed with cancer, and he wants to have money for his disabled child, and his wife before he goes. So he decides to, hey, I could do this. You had all the complexity of that character. Then you had the guy who was his sidekick. I forgot his name, but he was a straight
Jesse.
He was a drug dealer.
Yep.
And he was a drug addict. And then you have the wife who, and then later becomes, you know, accomplice with this. And then even if you really think about it, like the sympathy for this guy, because like, man, like everything bad happens to him and he turned to dealing drugs. But then at the end, he was a bad guy too.
And he admits that he wanted to do it. He did it for himself, which is true. Anyone who becomes enveloped in that, the quest for immortality, right? Where you start thinking of yourself not as human, but as a god. You start thinking of yourself bigger than your peers, right? That's how a hero becomes a villain. That's how a normal person becomes a villain. And that is the layered nuance, right, of what we're dealing with in this Roman Reigns storytelling.
And the best part about Roman, a lot of what he said was true, but how a great heel spins things to make it. And that's why I said, but then he always turned it to the people and he related Sammy to the people, which is just like, he is one of us because, and I experienced this a lot throughout my career. People could consider or hanging out at a bar with Sami Zayn. But if Roman Reigns walked in, they'd be like, oh my God, that's Roman Reigns. Myself, I was in a gym and I use this. I've told the story a million times and a guy comes up to me. He's like, yo, Dreamer, John Cena's here. And I was like, yeah, I drove him but that guy viewed me as Tommy Dreamer from his gym in Wichita, Kansas, as opposed to there's the superstar John Cena. And you have that connection with people, and Sammy has that connection with people.
Every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. Unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank with an American Home Shield warranty. Because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix it or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. Right now, you can take 20% off. Go to ahs.com/bustedopen now to save 20%. That's ahs.com/bustedopen for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield. Don't worry. Be warranted. See ahs.com/contract for coverage details, including limit amount, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Busted Open under podcast when you sign up. Busted Open under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bill, and unexpected overage. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. It's crystal clear, and it doesn't kill my monthly budget. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/busted open. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/busted open. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week. Eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. Customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. They're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. It's the best thing when I'm looking out for my nutrition and my dietary needs. Head to factormeals.com/busted50 and use code BUSTED50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That's code BUSTED50 at factormeals.com/busted50. 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Hey everyone, it's Howard Bender from the Ante Up Podcast. Every weekday, Adam Ronis and I serve you up the picks, plays, and fantasy information needed to win your bet. You know, this isn't just your average sports betting show, though, for one very good reason. We won't tell you what to do unless we've already done it ourselves. That's right. We put our money where our mouths are, so we're just as invested in each bet as you are. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts or listen on the SXM app, free for most subscribers.
Without the interference, the storylines, wherever you want to go, just the compelling Sammy by himself, Roman Reigns by himself in a match in Montreal. I mean, it's a perfect, perfect world.
Right.
For your main event, man, I don't know where you're going to go. You could have Roman defend his title against Cody, and then the next night Roman defend a title against Sammy. He is a double champion. Don't know if they wanted to go down that route. Then it's okay. So you're not going to give the women, Charlotte versus Rhea, the main event. Don't know where they're going to go, but that's the best part of it. And that's why I said, you know, use that Roddy Piper quote, because guides my life a lot where I go. And it's, you know, just where you think you have all the answers. They change the questions. It's got us compelled. It's got us talking about it for friggin' 9 months. And it's just, you don't know where they're going to go. So sit back and enjoy the ride.
So let's talk about this main event and what could happen. Let's go into the assumption it's not going to be two nights. It's not going to be a triple threat. It's going to be Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes. The idea is obviously the payoff of the Son of a Plumber story. Cody Rhodes doing it for Dusty. That is a story that is tried and true. It is a story that we are all invested in. I think the majority of us, it is a story that will have a great payoff and people will be 100% behind. But again, I think we've talked about it on the show, Tommy. It's also a story that I feel like you can do it just about at any time and you can pivot from it and people will still come back to it and feel good about it. The Sami Zayn story, I question that a little bit more. I mean, you talk about white hot, you talk about being over, you talk about interest. I don't know of many stories. I mean, we've talked about it now, not just in the first hour of the show, but as the months have gone by, me and you, Tommy, have had this back and forth about Sammy at WrestleMania. A lot of it was through the lens of The Rock and is he going to come back and how do we approach this? Well, now we know, at least. It seems pretty clear that The Rock is coming back. No Austin, no Rock, no fantasy booking in that regard. It just comes down to what are you going to do with Roman Reigns in these two championships? Now, reports out of WWE, I think Dave Meltzer reported this, that there is talk among the likes of Triple H and Vince McMahon. They don't think he can be the guy, talking about Sami Zayn, in the WWE, like be the face of the company. And Tommy, I think that's one of the counters that you've presented along with what do you do after? Okay, you make it Sami Zayn and you make it Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. You have Sammy be the guy who cuts that historic streak off and sends Roman Reigns back to the drawing board, right? You always asked what's next for Sammy. Valid question, but when you talk about what's next, I just don't know how you avoid not culminating that story at WrestleMania with Sami Zayn and Roman Reigns. And there is the talk again about, can Sami be the guy? And Tommy, that is a question you have asked me numerous times on this show.
Okay. Let me just throw this at you.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree where you said you can go back to him and Cody, because Cody getting hurt helped Cody.
Yes.
And this story has, as of the promo that Cody cut, 62 days, which is 8 weeks of television for Cody's story. You could only hang on to, and Cody's performance that he got hurt is that key that made, because we all saw it, and it will be replayed just like Jimmy Snuka diving off the top rope when he revealed that bruise. And then he had that match that he had. You can only do that for so long, because, you know, there will be, oh, by the way, like, if I'm there, yeah, Cody, great. I tore my pec and I drove to Canada and at 3 o'clock in the morning from Cleveland to Canada one-handed, and I did an autograph signing in Canada for the only ECW show. Like, oh, great. Like, okay, but my pec is still torn. And I miss no shows. So I'm talking, if this was just me coming at Cody, the Cody story. And here's the other part. They cheer for Sammy. They cheer for Cody. When Cody's out there, Roman sucks. When Roman's out there talking Sammy, they're just cheering for Sammy. That's a big difference. The other part, like I'm saying too, is it's almost like, where we talked about the beauty of Ray and Dom, we're not watching this weekly on television. If you think about the beauty of Sammy and Roman, has pretty much been a SmackDown-specific storyline. And yes, it has bled over to Raw on some shows.
Oh, it has. Yeah, for sure.
Cody, when the attack hit last night, I said, what about if that was Cody? Like, I was like, you didn't. That reveal was like, it also sets something up where if wherever happens, what if Cody pulls off that sweatshirt somewhere and he's the guy beating up either a Roman, or if you want, like if Sammy wins the title, now it's going to be Sammy versus Cody. You'd have to turn Cody heel. But right. I don't think that's where the money is. That story and Cody's quest. And like I said, it has a 2 month shelf life, and then where you go from it is a whole next level. Sammy and Roman have where the caller called in a Montreal screw job, or where's the best place to get insane heat on somebody if you take him out at that, and then like you injure him. Now here comes another beloved Canadian from Montreal, Kevin Owens in his turn. There's so many different places you can bring people along for this ride. So that's why I say that it's too hard to tell. It's too hard to speculate. But there's all these like, and this is the beauty of when you're a creative person, or you have, I mean, even the Nation, they give all different storylines.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But it's like when you literally sit down, these are my players, where do I get to go? And, you know, it's amazing to have, but it's just then you got to go, what gets me to my ultimate goal? Here's the, I mean, and there's so many layers you can go with, sure, with Cody and the bloodline. What about this? Sammy gets taken out at his hometown. Roman denies him a WrestleMania moment. He's not going to have a match at WrestleMania. And Sammy's the one that comes in and costs Roman to lose to Cody. We all talk about the Attitude Era, right? We had this amazing where everybody's super duper over. Right now, we have three talents in the men's division that are super duper over. If you're telling me I could possibly have the next Rock, Steve Austin, and this person at my, you know, table, this is interesting to me. I also have like, really, really popular. So wait, I have how many Chinas do I have?
Yeah.
And we have interesting storylines across the board. Rhea, Charlotte, Becky, Bayley, like all these top acts, where they want to go, where they want to be. Plus, like on the men, and then the men's side, you have all these. We also have, you know, if you think about this awesome group, this group that's, they're not cool like DX. They were a different type of cool with the Bloodline. You still have those four members, where they're going to go. It's so great to have all these different options. But yes, I agree that the Sami Zayn moment is such a great moment to capture right now. But you also have this great moment with Cody.
Yes.
And like when you said he wouldn't have gotten that same pop, why I had to rake your eyes is Cody's thing just happened. Sammy, we have 9 months of built-in storyline behind it. So think of if how they're going to heat this up. It's interesting to see how they do it. I know how I would do it, but they're, you know, I'm going for heat in Montreal, and I'm going to screw over your most beloved person. I'm going to cause a riot they haven't had in Montreal since Mad Dog Vachon.
Hey, everyone. Jen Piacenti here, host of Sticks and Stacks, the podcast that brings you the very best action from the world of hockey and baseball. Each week, myself, Sean Drotar, and Nate Lundy will bring you our best picks and talk you through the props, bets, and fantasy advice that can help you become the best fantasy manager in your league or even just help you win some money. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts or listen on the SXM app, free for most subscribers.
If WrestleMania wasn't there, now is your time for Sammy. But since WrestleMania is there, and I already know I have this match, I go Roman versus Cody. I screw over Sammy in Montreal. I bring back Kevin Owens to have a nice button, and that relationship goes forward. But Sammy's getting hurt. Sammy does not have a WrestleMania moment till the end. Yeah. Sammy helps Roman Reigns. Sammy helps Cody to defeat Roman Reigns, and then I take it from there. And if I still have all my players and I have this beautiful thing known as the Bloodline together, and they're going to be a dominant force after WrestleMania, man, think of the places you go. Think of, you know, sure. Think of Cody, Sammy, Kevin Owens, and somebody versus the Bloodline.
That would be awesome. There's a lot, and Tommy, I like where you're going, and there's a lot of different ways you can go with it, and that's awesome. But you talk about a lot of different ways going with it. Here's the thing that I can't get right, and I can't try to like make sense of, or maybe you can talk me off this proverbial ledge, right? Like, if you're a Sami Zayn fan out there, and you're looking at what's going on, and you've rode with this dude for as long as a lot of folks out there have, I've been a fan of Sami Zayn for as long as I can remember, at least the last 10 years. The dude is, you know, incredibly entertaining inside the ring. And that's what first drew me to him as a fan of El Generico, right? My concern would be, Tommy, is that now is the time, strike while the iron is hot. Sami Zayn may never get this chance again. He may never be positioned for a world championship. And damn it, I don't want him being Roddy Piper. I don't want him being Mr. Perfect. I don't want him being Rick Rude. I don't want him being like, yeah, he was great, but he just never got that belt. And he should have. You're absolutely right. He should have. And the time is now. I feel you can tell this story with Cody at just about any point. I don't know if I can say the same about Sammy. This is, it sucks for Cody. It sucks for, you know, fans of Cody and the WWE and the way this is all playing out. But Tommy, this is Sami Zayn's moment. And me as a Sami Zayn fan, I feel like if the payoff doesn't happen at this WrestleMania, it's never going to happen. He'll never become a champion. And that's a bummer.
Any great babyface put obstacles in his way till he gets to what he wants. You're talking to someone that took him 3 years to beat Raven. And there was times where, hey, how come we didn't do Tommy Dreamer versus Raven at Barely Legal, ECW's first pay-per-view? You know where I was, ECW's first pay-per-view? I wasn't on it because I gave my title shot to my mentor, Terry Funk. And yet I helped him retain his title, but I did not perform. And how do you do that to a guy who bled buckets to the company because it helped build Tommy Dreamer? Think of he's got these obstacles. Man, I took a WrestleMania. You're not going to even, you know, Sami Zayn, how you feeling in that hospital bed? You're not even at WrestleMania, bro. And then all of a sudden here he comes back. And another thing, ingrained by one, you know, tribal chief, his advisor, his wise man. Once you are over, you are set as long as you don't disappoint the fans. Okay. And Sammy won't disappoint the fans.
Elaborate on that. Disappoint the fans how?
Disappoint the fans is well, back then serves a different meaning than now. Disappointing okay. the fans as in not working hard, or yes, you can have a bad match or two, but as long as you stay on that path and, you know, you go out there, you bust your ass, those people will be behind you forever. If you think about, you know, how the Daniel Bryan start was with the loss so yeah. quickly at WrestleMania.
That was the Black Widow, the kiss to AJ Lee at the time, right? And then the bro kick from Sheamus.
But did that hurt when he finally won it? No.
So it added to the story. Yeah.
Like I said, mm-hmm. if you put obstacles in your way of your babyface, he will eventually get that same reaction. And you know, if I'm long-term booking, you know, Cody turning heel or screwing over Sammy. And it's like, you know, there's so many different places you can go if you're going to go the Cody route. If not, you know, you have pay-per-views after. And if, you know, like I said, I look at a Sami Zayn, Cody Rhodes, Kevin Owens as these ultimate three friggin' baby faces. And now I do have a Steve Austin character like Kevin Owens. I have a top level performer. I don't know who I could equate him to, maybe a Triple H when he was a babyface, and Sami Zayn, this beloved guy against the Bloodline. And if you throw in a fourth character, man, that's a friggin' main event I want to see on a pay-per-view, to go against this Bloodline that may have cracks in their foundation. Because again, we're still waiting to hear from another member. There's so many places you can go. That's the beauty of it. And I'm just spitballing here, but I know what I would do. But I mean, I'm also saying I would have started my Rumble with Cody versus Seth yeah. and given them that moment. But did they go that route? No. And what did we talk about? Walter's performance. But hey, Cody won it. And guess what? Sammy wasn't even in it.
Which was obviously a great decision.
No, but like
to make.
Everybody yeah, was discussing, yeah. like, how do you not have Sami Zayn in the Royal Rumble? This was going into it. Like, it goes down to Cody versus Sammy. He wasn't even in it, and we're still talking about the beauty of what we got. That's why I said it's so great to have these options. And when you really want your company to be going, and you said it before about AEW, when you want your company to be going, when there is also this thing called competition, mm-hmm. we're building not just superstars, we're building megastars. And you can see it. Like, I don't want to say, I can see what the WWE is doing. And if they follow on their right path, they will have those megastars like the Attitude Era, because they're right there and we're right on the cusp of it.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The producer is Gabby Laspisa. The associate producer is Andre Viola. Sound design by Neri Bailon. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Mother Marissa, Marissa Rivas.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.